and California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Ah, the mamas and the papas, Creek Alley. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Hey, what'd you get for your birthday when you turned 40? Do you remember? Turning 40 wasn't so bad for Prince Harry the other day. He got $10 million. Buckingham Palace is also denying it cropped Meghan Markle out of the photo they used to wish Harry a happy birthday. Yeah, it was all a mistake, right? Yeah. 7 o'clock on the nose right here at WRJN. Let's check news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Music mogul Sean Combs is in a New York City jail a day after he was accused of federal sex trafficking and conspiracy allegations. The indictment alleges he used his power to force women into days-long sex parties with male prostitutes that he called freak-offs. Today, Combs' lawyer is expected back in court to ask that his client be freed while he awaits trial. CBS New York's Christina Phan.
The appeal hearing is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. Yesterday, a judge denied bail after federal prosecutors successfully argued that Combs posed a flight risk and could also potentially intimidate witnesses. The defense, meanwhile, vehemently denied those accusations, saying that their client is looking forward to clearing his name in court.
There are fears of a wider conflict in the Middle East after yesterday's pager attack in Lebanon that killed at least 12 people and injured thousands of others. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Israel hasn't commented on the attack, but Lebanese security officials believe Israel's spy agency planted the explosives inside 5,000 pagers imported by Hezbollah. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder said the U.S. is monitoring developments.
We'll continue to strongly advocate for a diplomatic resolution to the tensions that we're seeing along the Israel-Lebanon border.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Cairo, where Egypt's president warned of attempts to escalate tensions in the region.
Hope for prospective home buyers. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates today for the first time in 4 years. Bankrate analyst Greg McBride.
If they're concerned that the labor market might deteriorate further, they may opt for the larger half point cut rather than the smaller quarter point to get started.
The benchmark is now at its highest point in 23 years. Former President Donald Trump will be in New York today, where he'll host his first campaign rally since Sunday's apparent assassination attempt at his golf course in Florida. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Nassau County Police Commissioner said that this rally will be, quote, the safest place in the country. County officials also said security will be at the highest levels following the two attempts on the former president's life.
Vice President Harris says she placed a call to Mr. Trump.
I told him what I have said publicly. There is no place for political violence in our country.
Harris speaking to a panel of black journalists in Philadelphia. Scientists are rethinking the idea that a drink now and again is good for your health. A report this morning from the American Association for Cancer Research finds alcohol may be a driving factor in rising breast and colorectal cancer rates in adults under the age of 50 over the last six decades. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Republicans are suing Racine. The Republican National Committee has filed a lawsuit against the city of Racine, alleging that the city failed to hire enough Republican poll workers for the August primary election. According to the lawsuit, Racine employed mostly nonpartisan poll watchers instead of using a list of Republican-nominated workers, potentially violating state election laws. Racine's city clerk has dismissed the lawsuit as frivolous, saying that her office followed all legal requirements. It was a limo on the run from police in Kenosha County. A routine traffic stop in Pleasant Prairie turned into a chaotic scene Monday when a limo driver fled from police, leading to a chase that ended with a crash and a foot pursuit. The incident captured on dash cam shows the suspect speeding past a school bus before losing control and crashing into a ditch. The suspect, Bradley Semrich, now faces multiple felony charges, including drug possession with intent to deliver. And after more than a decade on the market, Michael Jordan's iconic Lake County mansion looks to be sold. The 56,000-square-foot estate in Highland Park features 9 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms, and a regulation-sized basketball court. It was most recently listed for about $15 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I would say that he was pretty relatively calm throughout the course of the entire game. And, you know, when we did ask him to do certain things, he was able to go out there and execute. So that definitely gave us confidence, especially as the game wore on.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
All right, guess what time it is? It's time to go for the green or gold, our text to win contest on WRJN. This hour's keyword is helmet. Helmet, like the thing you wear on your head. Download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword helmet. For your chance to win in the statewide contest, you're playing for $100 cash right now. Again, download the Civic Media app. Just go to the App Store, look for Civic Media, download the app. You'll see a WRJN word on there. Click on that and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword helmet for your chance to win in the statewide contest. You have this hour to do it, and that's it. And by the way, all people, win or lose, if you enter, you have a chance to win a pair of indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. All right? So do that right now. Download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and text at the bottom. It says text. Text the keyword helmet this hour for your chance to win $100 cash in the statewide contest. WRJN.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64. Sunshine with a high near 80 on Thursday. Thursday night, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 66. Friday, scattered showers and storms, and a high near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 55.
Been married a couple years now. My wife's name is Ann, and we have a rule. We never go to bed angry. And I haven't slept in a week and a half. We're going to modify that rule a little bit. You know, the thing is, I'm just not used to being wrong so often. I guess it's like the tree falling in the forest thing. I was wrong when I was single. I just never heard about it. But now I hear about it. We had a fight about a month ago, a pretty big fight, and I got mad and I broke something. And afterwards, Ann suggested that I might want to take a course in anger management, which is reasonable. I suggested that she might want to take a course in anger prevention. It's a free seminar next Saturday. I'm teaching it. Just bring a pen and lots of paper. And don't be late. You know how that makes me mad.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. He's a real nowhere man. Sitting in his nowhere land. Making not
from Yellow Submarine, Nowhere Man, The Beatles. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, a study found everyday pleasures like coffee or listening to music on the radio can elevate brain activity and make you better at your job. You're welcome. Hey, don't forget, our text to win keyword this hour is helmet. Download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN at the bottom. Text helmet.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. When you're down,
Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water, their masterpiece. 716, local news and timeless hits for you this morning at WRJN. Hey, feeling tired all the time? Well, here's some reasons you might be feeling tired. I got four of them here. Waiting too long between meals. In general, you shouldn't go more than 5 or 6 waking hours without eating. That's not a problem with me. Working at a messy desk, working in a cluttered area is distracting for your brain. How about having too many tabs open on your computer, like a messy desk? Now, some people have 20-plus tabs open on their computers, and it puts their brain into overdrive and increases the chance that you'll be distracted. 20-plus tabs open, and watching emotionally charged TV shows can be overstimulating. That's one of my problems, because I'm always watching these true crime shows like Dateline in 2020 and that Live on Patrol police show. Maybe I should start watching Looney Tunes and Andy Griffith again. Feel better. Hey, don't forget, it's our Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest going on this hour at WRJN. This hour's keyword is helmet. Helmet. Just download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Download the app, find WRJN, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword helmet. For your chance to win, I think $100 this hour. Right? We're giving away cash this hour. For your chance to win in the statewide contest, again, download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN when you do it. You'll see our call letters there. Click on that, and then at the bottom, text HELMET for your chance to win.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual Happy Con, December 13th to the 15th at Southridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking for sunshine today. Beautiful day. Highs near 78. Clear tonight. Low 62. Sunny 77. The high tomorrow. Right now, sunny 61 degrees here at Radio Park.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain. It begins to pour.
Story time. You ready for this? All right. This is a video making the rounds of a very proud six-year-old girl in England who's buying something with her own money for the first time. It's going viral because she didn't want toys or candy. She took her money for her very first purchase with her own money and decided to spend it all on treats for her dogs. Isn't that sweet? I love it. Hey, it's 7:24, right after my boyfriend's back, the Angels. It's Paul Harvey.
You went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And I wouldn't go out with you. You said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming.
Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
reputation.
The Angels, My Boyfriend's Back, 727 at WRJN. And right now, it's time for Paul Harvey and
the rest of the story. By 1917, Irving Berlin was an established composer, was an international celebrity, and also that was the year he was drafted into the United States Army as an infantry private. He was stationed at Camp Upton, Long Island, an embarkation point for troops leaving for Europe. Yet even as he was impressed by the reality of war, his mind was still preoccupied with his music. And after a few months in the service, he was presented with a creative outlet. Under commission, he would write the songs for an all-soldier stage production, an upbeat show called Yip, Yip, Yap Hank, a musical mess cooked up for the boys of Camp Upton, he called it. Yip, Yip, Yap Hank, the title referring to Camp Yap Hank. It was to open at the Century Theater in New York. By now it's 1918. Berlin is working feverishly on the production. He has everything but the closing number. The finish has to be something strong. With a touch of heartstring gimmickry, the soldiers will march down the aisle, out of the theater, and march off to war. Well, quickly, Berlin sketches a song for them to sing. And then he listens to it in his mind. No, that won't do. It's just too pretentious. Berlin sketches a second song for the finish, and he titles this one, We're On Our Way to France. And that song, he decided, has what it takes. Now he puts aside his pen. The all-soldier show opens at the Century. It runs for 32 performances. Its success is measured in its box office gross, $150,000 for the building of a new service center at Camp Upton. But wait a minute. You remember that song Berlin had originally intended for the big finish, the one song which he had himself rejected? What happened to that song is the rest of the story. It's now 20 years later. It's 1938. Again, the clouds of war loom large over Europe. A lady vocalist approaches composer Irving Berlin. She fears the upcoming Armistice Day celebration will be the last peacetime armistice celebrated for a long time. Would Berlin please write a song for her to sing on that occasion? Berlin agreed with the singer's sentiments. He had just returned from Europe himself, had witnessed the worsening situation firsthand. Yes, he will write a song for the lady to sing on Armistice Day. But as Berlin begins to compose, he runs into difficulty. No matter what he writes, it sounds terrible. Perhaps his own emotions are interfering with his artistic objectivity. And then after several days of fruitless labor, Berlin gives up. November 10, Armistice Day radio broadcast is imminent. What's he going to do now? And it's then that composer Berlin remembers the song that he wrote and rejected two decades before. A number he had originally intended for his all-soldier show during World War I. So searching through his files, he produced a forgotten opus. It may be a 1918 reject, but at least it's composed and it's completed. It'll have to do. Well, the lady singer likes the song. She sings over the air, and such is the success of that long-neglected melody that eventually it'll rival in fame our national anthem itself. For the lady vocalist to whom Irving Berlin gave exclusive performing rights without remuneration was Kate Smith, and the song with which she would forever be identified, the cast-off tune, buried in Irving Berlin's files for 20 years, then to emerge as one of our nation's best-known, best loved songs ever, was God Bless America. And now you know the rest of the story.
That's some tale, huh? To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. Hey, good morning. It's 7:31. Let's check news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Republicans are suing Racine. The Republican National Committee has filed a lawsuit against the city of Racine, alleging that the city failed to hire enough Republican poll workers for the August primary election. According to the lawsuit, Racine employed mostly nonpartisan poll watchers instead of using a list of Republican-nominated workers, potentially violating state election laws.
Racine City Clerk has dismissed the lawsuit as frivolous, saying that her office followed all legal requirements. It was a limo on the run from police in Kenosha County. A routine traffic stop in Pleasant Prairie turned into a chaotic scene Monday when a limo driver fled from police, leading to a chase that ended with a crash and a foot pursuit. The incident captured on dash cam shows the suspect speeding past a school bus before losing control and crashing into a ditch. The suspect, Bradley Semrich, now faces multiple felony charges, including drug possession with intent to deliver. And after more than a decade on the market, Michael Jordan's iconic Lake County mansion looks to be sold. The 56,000-square-foot estate in Highland Park features 9 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms, and a regulation-sized basketball court. It was most recently listed for about $15 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some good news for diesel users as we head into the fall, as the prices may become favorable. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and here with us is Jason Schwantz, the Vice President of Energy at CHS, to explain why this may be occurring and how much those prices may drop.
Actually, the supply chain is pretty full. Refinery run rates have been running at some historical highs, and the supply chain seems to be in a fairly good spot. I think the economy is playing somewhat of a factor, too. I think interest rates making it a little tougher on the economy, and that is actually affecting demand. And therefore, I think for this fall season, we're going to start out in a good position. Now, I think there's an extremely large crop out there, and how fast it comes on with this warm weather that we've been having could be a factor in that.
Jason Schwantz says that the diesel prices are something that we're going to want to keep an eye on these next few weeks. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at your morning markets right after this message.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at the morning markets from Chicago. December corn contracts trading at 414 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. November soybeans are up 13 cents at 1019. December wheat is up 1.5 cents at 577 and a quarter. Class 3 milk contracts for October are up 6 cents at 2396 a hundredweight. November class 3 milk contracts are at 2321 a hundredweight, up 17 cents. Barrels of cheese made a big jump, up 7.5 cents at 256 and a half. 40-pound blocks of cheese is down 2 1/4 at 227 3/4. Butter saw a little jump yesterday as well, and those contracts are sitting at 308.5, up 1.5. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64. Sunshine with a high near 80 on Thursday. Thursday night, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 66. Friday, scattered showers and storms and a high near 80 degrees. It's 57 at our studios.
My big plan was to teach my children responsibility by selling posters after one of my shows. So I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. She texted back, great, sounds good. So then I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. He texted back, no thanks, I don't need the money. He doesn't have any money. He has my money. I just texted back, you're out of the will. I'm kidding. He was never in it. My children treat me like some bank teller they reluctantly have to deal with. Once a week, they just appear in front of me. Mom said I could get a shark. So I guess I need your credit card. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's yelling again, Mom!
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you.
You lost that love and feeling. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Reminder, it's our Go for the Greener Gold text to win contest going on this hour, WRJN. This hour's keyword is helmet. Helmet. Download the Civic Media app. Find WRJN on the app and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send that keyword, helmet, for your chance to win. This hour, $100, right? Yeah. And also, win or lose, you're in the running for the grand prize. We'll have one winner winning a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Don't forget, the keyword this hour is helmet. So download that Civic Media app right now. Look for WRJN and text that word helmet right now, because you only have until the top of the hour to do it. Then you have to wait till 11 o'clock for another keyword from Cindy Huber, all right? All right, this surprised me. MovieWeb.com put together a list of 25 actors who have been in the most movies. Number two on the list was somebody named Gertrude Astor. I'm not familiar with her. She had 276. John Carradine was in third place. He made a lot of movies. He was in The Grapes of Wrath and a lot of movies over the years. 222. Number one, topping the list by far. This will surprise you. Julia Roberts' brother, Eric Roberts. He's been in more movies than anybody else. 455. That really surprised me when I read that. Wow. All right, it's sunny, 61 degrees in Radio Park with the box tops down. Cry like a baby.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy, I cry like a baby. Well, I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string.
Hits with the box tops, cry like a baby at WRJN. Hey, don't forget, Ascension All Saints is hosting a family health night and American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk tomorrow, 3 till 6:30 p.m. Now, you can join the Ascension All Saints team and walk to raise awareness for stroke and heart disease. They offer a one-mile loop through the campus, and participants can even make as many laps as you'd like. You want to do, what, 10 miles? Do 10 miles. In addition, they'll be hosting a family health night. They'll have activities for the whole family. Bring your favorite teddy bear, too. Maybe you have to look for my teddy bear, because they'll give checkups in the teddy bear clinic. They also have games for the kids, flu shots, healthcare resources for all ages, and a demonstration of Flight for Life scheduled to land at 4:30 p.m. So don't forget, that's tomorrow at All Saints. That's right there, Ascension on Spring Street, tomorrow from 3 until 6:30. All right. Sounds like you should have a good time and maybe learn something about your health, huh? Time for the Big O now. Roy Orbison, local news, timeless hits all day long, 24 hours a day. Right now I've got, let's see, sunny, 61 degrees.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman. See, pretty woman, and you look lovely
woman, don't walk on by. Pretty woman, don't make me cry. Pretty woman, don't walk away. Hey, okay, if that's the way it must be, okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
News and time of the hits at WRJN. You have a couple of more minutes to go for the green or gold, our text to win contest at WRJN. The keyword this hour is helmet. Helmet. Just download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send that keyword helmet for your chance to win $100 in this statewide contest this hour. All right. And don't forget, we will also have more keywords for you later on today. Cindy Huber's got another keyword coming up this morning at 11 o'clock. And also at 1 o'clock, and Kurt Bowman will have a keyword at 4 o'clock this afternoon for your chance to win. All right. A lot of fun from WRJN. Hey, the Hollywood Reporter surveyed more than 2,800 industry insiders to create a list of Hollywood's 100 favorite TV shows of all time. In the end, number one was Friends, followed by Breaking Bad, The X-Files, Game of Thrones, and Seinfeld. Those are the top ones. Also on the list at number 8 was I Love Lucy. Number 13, MASH. Number 17, The Twilight Zone. Number 19, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Wonder where the Andy Griffith Show and the Dick Van Dyke Show were on the list. I didn't see them. I didn't have all 100 on my list, but yeah, they have some good TV shows up there. I Love Lucy and MASH. I watch MASH still every day. It's on. And the Twilight Zone, you can never go wrong with those big binge Twilight Zone things they do on the holidays on the Sci-Fi Channel, huh? Oh, they're just great.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRJN 737, come on out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Listen to the radio, talking about the last show. Someone got excited, had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Oh, wow!
Traveling band, local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN, where it's time for Odd But True. Eleanor Roosevelt refused to let a Secret Service member travel with her when she was First Lady. He just carried a pistol instead.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Well, since she put me down.
Help me run, 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 help me run.
local news and timeless hits with the Beach Boys. LB Rhonda at WRJN. All right. Is it too early for the stores to start putting out their Christmas stuff? According to a new survey, 75% say, yes, it's too early. 19% said, no, it's not. Well, I got news for you. It doesn't matter. The Christmas stuff is out already. Huh? Speaking about Christmas, looking for a way to shed a couple of pounds before the holidays? Here are three new weight loss tricks that we've never heard before. You'll eat 10% less if you serve dinner from the stove instead of from the table. I guess people are too lazy to get up and serve themselves. Huh? If you want a snack, distract yourself. It only takes 10 minutes for a craving to pass. And here's what I have to try. Clenching your fists for 30 seconds can help control those eating impulses. That one's easy enough. I don't have to do anything. Just clench my fists and see what happens. Huh? All right. Hey, looking for sunshine today with a high near 78. Clear tonight, low 62. Sunshine again tomorrow. There's no end in sight. 77 the high tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 64 degrees right here in Radio Park.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeing Kenosha.
It's exactly 8 o'clock.